He believes America stands behind him. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's confident of continued U.S. support against the Russian invasion.
I have faith that President Biden, like any true American citizen, believes and wants the truth to win. And the truth is on the side of Ukraine.
On Fox's special report with Brett Breyer, Zelensky again called for heavy weapons, including fighter jets, to continue the fight. British intelligence says Ukrainian forces are continuing to gain ground on advancing on withdrawing Russian troops on the outskirts of Kiev and securing a key route near Kharkiv. But the port city of Mariupol is still a humanitarian disaster.
Many civilians remain trapped after Russian forces turn back a convoy of Red Cross buses trying desperately to evacuate them. Mariupol has seen the heaviest fighting, with around 100,000 residents believed to remain in the city, cut off from the rest of the world, without food, without water or electricity. A Red Cross representative said simply, there is no plan B and time is running out.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in western Ukraine. More than 15,000 airline passengers scrambling Friday after Alaska Airlines canceled more than 100 scheduled flights as off-duty pilots threw up informational picket lines in several cities. At LAX, this pilot explaining,
we're out here to send a strong message to our management through this picketing that it is time for a new contract.
Talks for a new contract are at an impasse after nearly 3 years of negotiations. A California judge has ruled a state law there that requires corporations to include people from the LGBT community or certain ethnic groups on their boards of directors is unconstitutional. Actor Will Smith, resigning from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, says he's ready to accept whatever discipline the group meets out. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former Jeffrey Epstein confidant and now convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell will not be getting a new trial.
Judge Allison Nathan upheld the felony convictions for Ghislaine Maxwell on sex trafficking and conspiracy. Attorneys for Maxwell had argued that due to one juror's bias, she should have a new trial. That juror had said in an interview after trial that he had been sexually abused when he was younger. But in the jury questionnaire before he was selected, he said he had not been victimized. After questioning that juror, the judge said his lapse was not intentional, and she found it did not impact his bias, that he was still able to be a fair juror. Maxwell's attorneys have said they will appeal the conviction. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An Alabama man who parked a pickup truck filled with weapons and the components to make Molotov cocktails near the U.S. Capitol building on the day of last year's incursion has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison. A federal judge saying she still hasn't heard a good explanation for why 72-year-old Lonnie Leroy Kaufman brought such a large cache of weapons to Washington. He's already served more than a year in jail. He'll get credit for time served. Kaufman is not accused of entering the Capitol on January 6th of last year. Another reported failing of a social media platform, which critics say tries to control what you can read.
According to an internal report obtained by The Verge, engineers at Meta's Facebook identified a massive ranking failure in newsfeed, which promoted misinformation on the platform for months. It suggests from October to March, the glitch led to Facebook systems failing to demote posts, including nudity and violence. A Meta rep confirming the issue, saying workers detected inconsistencies in downranking on five separate occasions, which correlated with small temporary increases to internal metrics. The bug has since been fixed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.